From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. California now has more than 3,000 COVID-19 cases. In the emerging picture in the state, Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday put young people in the spotlight.
37 people under the age of 17 in the state of California are part of those that have been tested positive in the state of California. So three dozen young folks have been tested positive. 51% as of today, over half, 18 to 49 years old. Over half of you, 18 to 49, have tested positive. So these stay-at-home orders are real, and we want to maintain our vigilance.
The governor said with all the ways that people stay socially connected through technology now, that perhaps physical distancing might be a more accurate instruction.
The testing situation is infinitely better than what it was a few weeks ago. We now have hundreds of thousands of tests out there, and in the next week or so, we'll be having like a million a week. In the beginning, it was a slow start, but right now that the commercial firms have gotten involved, we really have caught up, and we will be seeing a much more improved system with regard to the availability and the implementation of testing.
So you might have recognized that voice. That was not the governor. That was Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was talking about the national testing situation. The governor saying physical distancing and staying apart is really the message that he wants to get out to people. Meanwhile, counties across California are dealing with their own individual pictures. El Dorado County now has three confirmed cases as of Tuesday. No deaths in El Dorado County. Placer County is reporting 30 confirmed cases as of yesterday, and there's been one death in Placer County. San Joaquin County has 71 cases as of today and three deaths. I think it's important to note that data right now is limited by each county's testing capabilities, which speaks to what you just heard Dr. Anthony Fauci say, which is that testing is ramping up, but there is still some backlog. There is still some catch-up being done. Sacramento County's Director of Health Services is joining us now by phone. He is Dr. Peter Bielenson. And Dr. Bielenson, thanks for joining us again on Insight.
Thanks for having me, Beth.
I am interested in the tracking that you're doing in the county for age groups and what you know, considering the governor speaking directly at times to young people. What can you say about the breakdown of cases?
Well, the breakdown of cases, considering that our testing is still restricted, if you will, is predominantly testing the sickest elderly folks, and so it skews to the older side. But it's certainly very likely that a large percentage of the actual cases that would screen positive once we open it up for a wider testing will be in younger people.
All right. I guess we could get to testing details, but before we do, we're all aware of this surge that's anticipated in California. What does a surge look like in Sacramento County and from your view?
So a couple of interesting things. First of all, we were in touch with the hospitals regularly. And at least two of the four major systems that I've talked to as of yesterday are actually below capacity, which is a good thing because they have reduced dramatically their number of elective procedures and elective surgeries. So they're staying, they have room. A very interesting simulation has been done of models of surge and using University of Pennsylvania data. And they have shown that going from 40% reduction in social contact to 50% reduction in social contact, so a very mild amount reducing in terms of social contact, you go from 220 cases of COVID-19 admitted per day after a couple of months to 50 or fewer. So just that small difference in social distancing makes a huge difference.
So, again, those are models, and the infection rates and the timing we're seeing vary tremendously in, if we just look at California, Los Angeles, Santa Clara County, San Francisco. Where is Sacramento in terms of the state of California by comparison?
Well, Sacramento is pretty much about average. We have 125 cases now as of late yesterday, probably be about 130 today, with five deaths. So we're about on average for California.
Are the counties working together? Are you sharing data?
We're sharing data, but the biggest issue right now for everybody is testing. And so we're having to share testing as well. And the testing is still a problem, despite what Dr. Fauci said.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit, because you and I have had that conversation now over 10 days that the tests are coming, the testing is getting better. What are the snags, the ongoing snags?
The ongoing snags are enough reagent, which is the denaturing, the thing that allows us to see the RNA of the virus. And then there's still test kit issues. So we're able to test now between 50 and 100 people a day, which is up from about 30 people a day 10 days ago through our public health lab, which, again, we prioritize those who are significantly ill, who are seniors, as well as healthcare workers who have been exposed to the virus. The rest of the folks are being sent to either their private docs or this Verily project, which we can talk about in a minute. But the private docs can do the swabs and send them out through LabCorp and Quest, which are national laboratory companies. But I can tell you that with Quest, there's a 6 to 10 day turnaround in terms of getting the results. So effectively, you almost are done with your symptoms by the time that you get your test results back. So it's still a significant problem.
And in terms of supplies, so much emphasis was put on swabs. But if you don't have enough reagent, the number of swabs doesn't matter, does it?
That's exactly right. And so there are two or three what should be minor components of the. Sorry, as usual, I'm getting a phone call.
That's okay.
The components of the testing that should be available that are not.
Do you have to bid online? Do you have to sit and have someone in the office make calls for supplies? How's this working for the county?
Yeah, so getting the reagent is getting it through vendors. And so actually, yes, we do have to go online or go on the phone and try and get the reagent, for example, which is a ridiculous situation to be in, considering we're now a good 6 weeks into the American epidemic, if you will.
So let's talk about this mobile testing site, the Verily Project, and about the availability of supplies for it. There's one set up now in Sacramento County.
Correct. And it's a community-based testing site. It's spearheaded by the California Department of Public Health and Verily and the governor's office, along with us, the Sacramento County Public Health Department. The testing is done through providers referring patients who have mild or moderate symptoms, but who are in the high-risk category for complications of COVID-19. In other words, seniors and those with underlying infection. You go online, and if you meet testing eligibility, you get a scheduled reservation, if you will, through Verily. And then it tells you when to show up and where to show up. And they've been doing testing, I think, of about 115 or so, at least listening to your station, about 115 tests in the last 3 days. And they'll be there for the duration.
So
eventually able to test a significant number of people.
In the county of Sacramento, then, there's the mobile site. There's the county lab. There are hospital labs, correct?
Correct. UC Davis and Kaiser are able to test a small number of people of their own entities.
And then there are the two commercial labs also. Are they both working in Sacramento, ProLab and Quest?
They are. LabCorp and Quest are. But they have significant turnaround time. So in other words, you can get the test, but it's going to take a long time to get the results back.
What's the number of tests that have been done in Sacramento County overall?
So it's hard to figure out exactly, but somewhere in the low thousands.
How are you about that?
Well, we could certainly, as I've been saying, it's ridiculous that it's been this long that we're still having a capacity issue. There should be ample reagent and ample testing kits available for everybody to be able to test at least those who are symptomatic. But the vast majority of people who are who have mild symptoms are not being tested. It's really testing the significant symptom folks.
And with such limited testing supplies, does that mean no retesting afterwards, no follow-up testing, no testing of people that aren't intensely ill?
Right. So that the issue is, originally the guidance was, if someone tested positive, they had to have two negative tests 24 hours apart to sort of be released from quarantine or isolation. But that's very, very difficult to do because we don't have enough tests to even do those on the front side. So if we had more testing available, we certainly could do that as well.
What is Governor Gavin Newsom's office and the team at the state level saying to you about supplies?
The same thing. We're all in this together. That there's still an issue of reagents and still an issue of testing availability, both around the state and in Sacramento County. We're not alone by any means.
You're listening to Sacramento County Director of Health Services, Dr. Peter Bielenson. I noticed that Sacramento County was asking for medical supplies, Dr. Bielenson, and that there's a drop-off donation site for N95 masks, non-latex medical gloves, even disinfectant spray and hand sanitizer. What's the shortage situation?
There's a shortage of all of those things, although we did get a large shipment of 250,000 masks and other personal protective equipment this past weekend that went to staff, went to the hospitals, the skilled nursing facilities, and federally qualified health centers. So we are getting material. I think we're getting another million or so in the near future as well. But there's clearly a need for masks and gloves and the visors, et cetera, because one of the issues with taking care of these folks with COVID is that you're supposed to degown and take off your personal protective equipment after seeing every patient and getting new equipment, but there's not enough equipment available.
Can I shift a bit to ask you about the unsheltered people in the county, the homeless situation, the outreach
Yes.
that's being done? Because we had some activists on the show yesterday saying there's such a mixed message about whether people should stay in encampments, they don't have services. It seems like there's confusion.
Yes, so there's two groups of folks, if you will. Those and all of them in the unsheltered world. Those who are living at shelters, which are congregate sites, which are not particularly good and particularly healthy for folks because they're on top of each other. So there's going to be social distancing of 12 feet amongst those who are sheltered. Those who have symptoms will be placed in motel rooms for isolation or quarantine. And those hotels will be staffed by people from nurses and doctors from UC Davis and from the Sacramento County Department of Public Health. We will have probably one or two of the hotels will be specifically for behavioral health, mentally ill folks, and we'll have behavioral health staff staffing them those rooms as well. Then in the encampments, ironically enough, the encampments are actually safer for folks than the shelters are, because the encampments tend to be smaller and it's easier to separate people in terms of distance and social distancing. And so we're in the process of buying mobile porta potties with sinks and hand washing, as well as hand sanitizers that we put out in the field. So we're doing a lot, and which it should be online in the very near future.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm hearing you say we will, and we are in the process of. How much of that effort is actually happening now? Because it sounds like it's more going to be in process.
So 200 of the hotel rooms are already being used. We are buying today, actually, the porta potties and the hand washing stations to be in the encampments. That is based on guidance given by the CDC as to what is necessary. So we're very hopeful we'll have this in by the end of the week or early next week. And fortunately, to date, we have not had any cases, knock on wood, in the homeless population.
Hmm. Is there anything about the picture that you're looking at that I haven't asked you about that is a piece of information that is either telling you something new or trending?
Well, the good thing is I think that people tend to be following the stay-at-home order to a large extent, and that's from both sort of anecdotal evidence of seeing how what the traffic is on the highways, at, particularly at rush hour, et cetera. It's tremendously decreased. And just seeing how people are in the neighborhoods that I've driven around, there's clearly a large decrease in social contact. So I think that's a positive thing and will help to what we call flatten the curve, as we've talked about before.
Right. So there's not a vaccine yet, and there is not a cure. Do you expect that we will, in fact, have both in this time frame of 12 to 18 months?
Yes. I think if not a cure, there will be effective antiviral medication, and we almost certainly will have an immunization in 18 months. I would expect probably a little bit shorter period of time than that. There's also an issue with using convalescent serum, which is very simply stated, people who have recovered from the COVID virus infection potentially or almost definitely have antibodies to the COVID infection. And so using their blood with the antibodies in it of people who have recovered may be something that can be used in the near future to treat patients.
Hmm. Meanwhile, with the surge ahead of us, how many days or a week until we move into it, Dr. Bielenson?
Probably going to be, looking at the different models, it will probably be more like a month in terms of the surge capacity that we'll need to have. It may be more, maybe a month. I'm sorry, two months. I take that back. But it depends on how much this, the real difference is the social distancing. If right now, the doubling time, which is a rate based on the number of people that are infected by a person who has the virus, right now is 3.65 persons for every person that's infected. They infect 3.65. And if we can reduce that by even 40 or 50%, we can make a dramatic difference in the curve.
I want to clearly understand what you just said about the surge time. So at what point do you think we'll be moving into whatever kind of a mound or spike we're going to have, and then how long do you think it will last?
Well, it depends on a whole bunch of variables, but I would say a couple of months, and it probably last. It, actually, the surge, the peak of the surge is not that long. The key is to keep it down as long as you can to try and keep it below a threshold at which it overwhelms the hospitals and the ICUs. And so the hope is that after a couple months of a surge happening in a couple months, there will be less than another month until it starts heading back down.
So clearly we are not in the surge yet.
No, we're not in a surge for hospitals yet, no. Which is a very important point to make, that we have to continue the social distancing. The social distancing is truly the most important thing that we can do that'll reduce the R-naught, in other words, the number of people that are infected by an individual that's infected. If we can bring that down to 1 from the 3.65 now, that will actually have us decreasing the epidemic rapidly.
Dr. Bielenson, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Peter Bielenson, the Director of Health Services for Sacramento County. We will have that interview, in the event that you want to listen to it again and share it with everybody, up online within about the next 2 hours. That will be at capradio.org/insight. And I do want to go back to the governor's press conference and the point he was making about people physically distancing, because it's an echo of what you just heard from Dr. Bielenson. So here is Governor Newsom in his press conference yesterday.
So for the younger folks out there, physically separate from others and strangers. Don't mix. And don't think for a second that we're a day or two away from lifting that order. We're not. We're not even a week or two away. California can meet this moment.
One person right now is infecting 3.65 others. That's the number that everyone's hoping to reduce. Up next, you're going to hear comments from the Fed chair today on the Today Show. That happened this morning. And also, we're going to meet the 17-year-old from Seattle who built a COVID-19 tracking website. You might have looked at it yourself. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.